Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Do Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan tonight. Now, next up, should you be allowed to do whatever you want in your own garden? So we've received an email from a listener over the weekend, and I want you to have a listen to this and tell me what you think. Now, there's some words in this email that I don't know if I can actually read them out, so I'm going to change some of the words. It says, "Hi Niall, love the show. I'm writing in looking for a bit of advice, or maybe just to see if anyone else has had to deal with something like this, because it's actually disgusting. I'm from Dublin, and during the only bit of decent weather that we will probably get all year, my neighbour was out in the back garden sunbathing completely topless, wearing nothing but a skimpy thong. She didn't seem to give a bleep who's seen her boobs hanging out. And believe me, we could see her from the kitchen window, the bedrooms upstairs, and even the kids seen her when they were out playing. I was disgusted. I don't think it's fair. You can't even go out into your own garden to enjoy a bit of sunshine without feeling uncomfortable or having to explain to your kids why there's a half-naked woman lying next door with her boobs out." I'm changing that word. "It's not like we get that many sunny days in Ireland anyway, and now we feel like we have to avoid our own back garden. I think it's sick, like she was enjoying it. Am I being unreasonable here, or is there actually anything that I can do about it? Thanks, Lynn." Okay, so there you have it. Lynn thinks that her neighbour should cover up when she's out in the garden, but should you be allowed to do whatever you want in your own garden? Send us a message on WhatsApp, or even better, you can send us a voice note on that 087-188-0008. And don't forget, if you have an issue that you want to hear discussed on the show, you can email me aj.walsh@classichits.ie. So I'm going to go to David first. Hi David, how are you?
AJ, lovely to have you back in the hot seat.
Oh, thanks David. Sorry. Don't let Niall hear you say that.
Sorry that you... Yeah, well, no, I gave Niall grief when he came back the other day.
I said,
"You're far better."
He was raging. He was absolutely raging. So tell me, what do you think of this? Do you think you should be able to do whatever you want in your own garden, or is your woman being unreasonable?
Absolutely not. No. If I decided, because I'm an exhibitionist, to make a glass house with perspex loos and have light sort of shining out from the inside.
Yeah.
And I just sort of went, go into the loo and do...
disgusting, David.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, but you've given me 5 minutes to think about this. I've got a filthy mind. I've got an absolutely disgusting mind.
Go.
How far are you going to carry this? I think she's being prudish in this particular case. Because it's nothing more than you see on a beach in anywhere around the planet these days. Topless bathing, sunbathing is not even restricted to nude beaches.
Yeah, that's true.
Or natural beaches. You know, it's what she was getting that particular day was nothing you'd see, nothing that was uncommon around the place.
If you go to a beach, you expect to see it. If you're sitting out in your back garden, maybe you just don't expect to see it. And this listener was upset about the fact that her kids could see it. I don't know as well. Maybe she was upset that her husband could see it as well. Maybe. I don't know. That's just me speculating.
Maybe she's just jealous that you could actually see something and her ironing board was not up to par.
Oh,
I don't know.
It could have been a bit of jealousy, all right.
I've got no idea. I'm sorry. I've got a filthy mind. I think in this particular case she's being prudish. I think when Molly rang me, she was talking. I thought she was talking about somebody sunbathing nude in full view of the neighbours, which is clearly not acceptable.
But topless is fine.
I would say what I have seen and witnessed around the planet for a long time, sort of going back to even the sort of 60s and 70s, I think is okay, or it would be reasonable. What you could see in a National Geographic magazine, I think is okay. For decorum's sake.
So what I had, I've heard a couple of people complaining when we had that really nice weather. I actually heard about a couple of people complaining because their neighbours were smoking and also smoking weed. So you're there with your windows open and you've got your neighbours out the back and they're smoking cigarettes and you can smell it. It comes into your house. Do you think that that's reasonable, or do you think that people should not be allowed to do that in their gardens? If you're out in your garden and you're trying to relax and enjoy yourself and you've got the smell of smoke or the smell of weed coming in, or you've got it coming in the window, like, where do you draw the line with these kind of things?
Well, weed is illegal, so that's a no-no anyway. If I flash up my barbecue, and you know, I'm very lucky, I can throw a good sized stone 30-40 meters. I couldn't hit my neighbour's boundary wall.
That is lucky, yeah. But I mean, like in a housing estate or whatever. Though.
I do.
It actually drives me mental when someone lights a barbecue. I absolutely hate it. Or someone lights a fire in their garden. You're like, are you serious? Yeah. Jeez, it drives me nuts. But anyway, go on.
There was a very funny one years ago. It was at the Worthing Rugby Club. We had a junior event on, and we put up a load of barbecues, and we had all these drums, which we cut in half and put grills in. And anyway, we fired them all up as barbecues, and the whole lot going, and the wind shifted, and the entire club was uninhabitable because you couldn't see 2 feet inside the club.
Jesus, yeah. Because
all the smoke came in, which, you know, if you're doing that to your neighbour, then that is clearly unacceptable.
Especially when you've just put your washing out or something and then someone next door decides to burn their leaves.
Don't light a bonfire. Yeah, you don't light a bonfire when your neighbour's just hung out there washing. You don't light a barbecue upwind of your neighbour's windows. It's common courtesy, it's common decency, it's common sense.
But you think it's okay to have your boobs out in the garden, and you think that that's all right, and you think that our listeners...
I think if you see it in a park or on a beach, I think it's okay, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, let me go to Dee. I've got Dee on the line. Hi, how are you?
Hi, yeah.
Well done, AJ.
How are you?
Hi, how are you doing? So you think if you want to sunbathe topless or in the nip, it's your garden, do what you want.
Yeah, I kind of think, you know, you have your house, you have your garden. If you want to do it, I go to France and Spain. You see it on the beach. I remember being a kid, which is a long time ago, about 12, and being in France with the family and thinking that's kind of cool. Mm. I mean, what is it about? It's a boob. Women breastfeed. It's natural. Like, come on, it's your garden. I agree with an extent, David. I don't think I'd go on the toilet in full view. I certainly wouldn't, actually. Not that I don't think I would.
No.
But and also, I live in a housing estate, and people smoke in their back garden, sometimes smoking weed. I don't like the smell of it, but, like, it's their garden, you know. I'm not going to be a horrible neighbour. People keep their noise down and respect each other in other ways. I'm like, leave well enough alone. And really, if someone can't tolerate a woman's breast in this day and age in her own back garden, that's tough.
And what about, you know, I mean, it is said here that she thinks it's really inappropriate because her kids could see her. What do you think about that?
For God's sake.
It's just a boob at the end of the day, isn't it?
The boob at the end of the day. I was 12. We're talking in the early 80s. I remember going to France and going, ooh. And then kind of like, what the hell? It's cool. Like, so what?
Yeah.
You know, they're not harming anybody. People aren't going around exhibiting themselves for the fun of other people. They're trying to get an all-over tan or whatever. Get a bit of vitamin D on the body.
Mm.
So I have a problem.
No, I do you know what? I agree. Like, I just think that maybe she is being unreasonable. And that's literally what she asked. She said, am I being unreasonable? And I think everyone thinks, Lynn, you are being unreasonable, unfortunately. Sorry to break it to you.
Yeah, and it is prudish. David's right. It's prudish. Look, you know, don't be looking in and, like, at her. Let her enjoy the little bit of sunshine we have and your garden, do what you want in it, you know. Mm. Within reason, you're not going to. If people are respectful in the neighbourhood, I would hate in our housing estate, people respect the noise and the keep. But if you want to have a barbecue, if you want to smoke weed, even though it's illegal, look, knock yourself out. If you want to show your boobs to the sunshine, knock yourself out.
What do you think, though, if someone was going completely in the nip? Do you think that that's all right as well? Completely naked?
You know what?
Stark bollock.
show that white arse.
Yeah, literally.
You know, like, kind of knock yourself out, you know. I mean, people wear tongs and it's a piece of string. I wouldn't do it, but I'm like, oh my God, maybe I'm a little jealous of the young ones that can do it.
Yeah, do you
but,
know? Yeah, yeah.
I don't really have an issue. I'm kind of leave well enough alone.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't sort of say to kids, don't be looking at it. Don't be nosing into somebody's garden, but that's not for just for their own privacy.
Yeah, that's it's to respect her privacy more so.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, so the general consensus so far anyway is that, yeah, Lynn, you are being a bit of a prude and you are being a bit unreasonable. Leave the woman alone and tell your kids to stop looking at her and give her some privacy.
Yeah.
Hopefully we will get some more nice weather though. Hopefully that's not it. Because there was rumours that was going to be our summer. And
No, we'll get all of June, July.
Do you reckon? I hope you're right. Yeah, I hope you're right. I'm going to go to the ads and then when I come back, I'm going to go to John. Thank you so much for that, Dee. We'll be back after the ads and we just want you to let us know. What do you think? Do you think that Lynn is being a prude for being upset about her neighbour sunbathing topless when we have that nice weather there? 087. We'll talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan. We're asking, should you be allowed to do whatever you want in your own back garden? We've received an email from a lady called Lynn who is very unhappy that her neighbour was sunbathing topless during that nice bit of weather that we had, and she felt like she was being put out having to explain to the kids why there was a half naked woman next door. But so far the general consensus is that you're being unreasonable and you're being a little bit of a prude. Just maybe say to the kids to give the lady a little bit of privacy, you know, because it is her garden at the end of the day. I'm going to go to John next. Hi John, how are you?
How are you, AJ?
Yeah, I'm good, nice to talk to you.
Where my complex is, as I was campaigning for Niall Boylan, to be close to.
Yes, we know that.
there is a private estate right facing the air courtyard, and they were given out to us for having a bouncy castle in it, and they went around to the DTC office around the Parnell Street and complained about us. So we all got letters for not. We're not allowed to have a bouncy castle or have any fun because they were giving out about us. So we actually, the next day, we brought out the speakers and kind of made it a little bit louder.
Just out of spite.
Just a little bit.
It wasn't obviously a permanent structure. You obviously just had this, you know, for a party or something like that, was it?
No, that's all it was. That's all it was, AJ. It was just a... It was a sunny day and it was just the kids just jumping on bouncy castles and nothing major and nothing happened. No even music on that day, just the kids and the young ones and the outlets just hanging around, you know.
Really annoys me now, John. I actually think that's really annoying. Like that people went to the trouble to go make a complaint about he's having a bouncy castle, trying to just have a little bit of fun.
And he went around, they live in the private estate, and they came around to Dublin City Council office and complained. And the next couple of days after that, them kids were running amok on their balcony in the apartment, and the noise of them. So
because they didn't then have the bouncy castle to entertain them, kind of thing, is what you mean?
No, the people that complained.
Oh, I get you. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so they were given out, and let's just say they weren't, they weren't, or it doesn't matter. That's neither here nor there. But next day, we all got our radios out and speakers out and had a party.
Bloody hell. And was there more complaints after that, or?
No, it was shut down then. No, everything was all right then.
That is annoying though. But what do you think about the woman sunbathing topless in her garden? Do you think she has the right to do that, even if she's upsetting other people and there's kids next door?
Send me a picture.
And then you'll let us know, will you, John?
No, seriously,
do you think you should be allowed to do whatever you want in your own back garden within reason, like?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, within reason, absolutely. Yeah, within reason. Yeah, if you want to go topless. That's your prerogative, yeah. Just walk away, but...
It's like Dee said, like, it's only a pair of boobs. Like, do you know what I mean? Women breastfeed and, you know, it's natural as well.
Yeah, no, I haven't felt the period in the world. But come on.
Thanks for the update, John.
No, don't worry about that. But it's been not. Everybody to their own. If you are in an apartment overlooking or your house, you're not going to take your knickers off, you know, just kids next door and stuff like that. That's a no no. That's just pure common sense.
Yeah.
That's everybody knows that. I mean, if you want to sit out and take a bilge out in there, I don't see anything wrong with that. That's just natural.
Literally what everyone's been saying so far. Let me just go to Julie quickly because I got Julie holding on the line. Hi, Julie, how are you?
Hiya. Look, I'm trying to come to a conclusion as to what I see that might surprise me out somebody's own back garden, and I haven't come up with any so far. But I don't think I'd give it. Like, do we need to get the books of Mind Your Own Business out?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And a bouncy castle, they must have, I hope they invited them to the party, did they? Because I would have had a party as well had they complained about bouncy castle. I wouldn't care who they were.
Yeah.
A kid's bouncy castle with no music. But then, like, you're really rubbing it in, like, putting the ghetto blaster on after that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, maybe they're neighbours that like their peace and quiet.
No, do you want to even name it? These are in the post, these are in the post card,
Julie. What?
These are in the post card, Julie. They were over across the road. In the posh part.
It doesn't matter. There's no such thing as a posh part, pal. Right? If you want to bounce, look, I fully agree that, look, put the bounce castle up. I couldn't give a damn. I certainly wouldn't be complaining. But, like, you might have them that might, like, they've probably never seen a bounce castle in their life. You have to consider all aspects before you start going, oh, do you know what? I'm tit for tat here. So I hope they got an invite to the party because then everyone's happy.
Well, Chinese.
Were they too posh? To get the invite?
No. What do you mean the Chinese person hasn't seen a bouncy castle?
Which one is the one with the problem here? You're after branding the Chinese posh. People they across the road. They complained about a bouncy castle and a load of kids. That's not posh. Yeah, that's so silly in my mind.
Oh, okay. Do you want to come to my party tonight?
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's silly in my mind. Like, I personally wouldn't do it. I wouldn't have the time to do something stupid. But I'm just saying, but that... If they don't like it, they don't like it. You can't just go, oh, the posh people don't like. I wouldn't put them down to that. I just put them down to having an opinion that's wrong. But you know what I mean? And then
what do you think about the email, Julie? Do you think that Lynn is being unreasonable for having an issue with her neighbour sunbathing topless in the garden?
Lynn, has she been outside the real world?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, has she been outside the real world? Is she, like, has she never seen anything in her life?
Yeah, it is. You know what I mean? It does, like, feel a little bit like that. Like, bit, I don't know.
Just want to put a tent over their own property, like, just so she can't see what they're doing because it upsets her.
Well, that might be a good idea. Maybe they should put up a fence, you know.
Yeah, and then they won't have to see what they don't want to see instead of making a complaint about something that, like, you shouldn't be looking at in the first place.
Mm.
You know, if you're going to be nosy, like, make sure you're nosy, right? You know, like, looking down and then making, sending an email. Like, where would you get the time to be doing something like that?
I know.
Must be bored, is she?
Yeah, maybe she is bored. Let me just go to Greg. Hi, Greg.
Probably
how
sitting
are you?
In there behind the window, like, writing this email about somebody that's sitting in their own property, their own back garden. Like, how's that?
That's what I'm saying.
Bouncy castle complainer. Maybe her and the bouncy castle complainer should go to the library or something. I don't know. I don't understand them people. Like, that's just not.
And then, what gets me gas? Their kids are out on the balcony running amok. At 6 o'clock in the morning, going.
Issues with this neighbour. I think you have personal issues, and I think, like, I don't know.
Neighbour. It's a different complex. It's a different complex. It's they're overlooking us. We have our own courtyard.
Right. Okay. So you complained because you had kids out on a bouncy castle, and you thought, do you know what? Like, feck her. Like, I'm just gonna have a bigger party here, and now she's like fully disturbed now over that. So why should she, like, you were saying the posh, why? Because she, what's the difference between her estate?
No, yeah, we asked her down and she said she won't come down.
What's the difference between her house and your house?
It's an apartment.
You said posh, but what's the difference?
Oh, really? No, because they are living in a private complex and we are a council house, a council apartment.
Yeah, but that's your opinion. How do you know that's her opinion? Her opinion might just be, look,
she was throwing stuff down. No. She was throwing stuff down on the kids and all. Prawn crackers or whatever.
If she threw anything at my child, I tell you what, I throw at her. So that's unacceptable.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
If you don't draw the line with that neighbour, you're going to have a long road of, I don't know what you both are going to decide to do with that. Because, like, at the end of the day, if you're saying there's kids involved, that's not very nice, is it? So it
this is why. This was last summer.
Just let me go to Greg. Yeah, I've got Greg waiting on the line. Hi, Greg. How are you? Hello?
Evening. It's not Greg, it's Brad. Brad. I got my name mixed up. Can you hear me?
Sorry, yeah, I can hear you there. Sorry, that's why you weren't answering me. Hi, Brad, how are you?
I'm good now. Your property, that's your home, is your castle. You know? Now, I live alone. I'm just here by myself. And I'm only 3 years by myself. I was 40 years with my family, my wife, and we separate. But I have my own house here in the west of Ireland. And since I moved in and realised I'm by myself, I don't need to close the bathroom door or I don't need to wear clothes. To sort of save energy, I go round in the nip. Now,
Nude in your house, though? In your house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In the house. But the garden is an extension of my house.
Yeah.
Now, I don't, like, my garden is my garden, my neighbours. Whatever my neighbours do in their garden, that's their problem. I wouldn't complain. I have pretty good-looking elderly women living around me, so if they want to go out topless or bottomless or whatever, I have no problem with that. What I do in my property, if they have a problem with me lying in the backyard on my sunbed in the nude, they can grow a bush or, you know, whatever they need to do. They shouldn't need to look like that. It's not a big deal. But your property is your house, and your garden is your house and your garden.
So do you think it's a case of, look, if she doesn't want to see, well, then just don't look the kids not to look as well?
Now, I know everyone is getting rid of the bushes now, but, you know, they're shaving them or cutting, I mean, sorry, they're cutting their bushes. Well, you know, you get a bush or a high wall or something, you know?
Or a fence.
I go up to sort of still fairly regularly down Galway, and I was talking to Niall before. I swim in the nip. Now, I don't run around the beach in the nip. I go out and I swim in the nip. And it's very relaxing to get the togs off and just let everything hang loose. It's really enjoyable. But I wouldn't like to frighten anyone or anything like that. Not that I frighten anyone, but, you know.
Is it a different experience going swimming in the sea in your nude as having a pair of trunks on?
Totally. It started in Spain. I was over in Spain, down in Barcelona, and I just walking along a beach, I came, big sign said, from here on, it's nudist. So I took off my togs, I just had my hand, they were little speedos. You could stick them in your ear, they were so small. But I went in swimming, and it felt totally different. I don't know if it was the water being able to flow between your crack your arse, or you're just your fucking gear hanging loose. It was totally fucking different. I really swear.
You shriveled up.
So people don't know what they're missing until they swim in the nip.
So this is it. Everyone needs to try swimming in the sea in their nude.
Yeah, all our lives since we were born, we were wearing knickers or underpants, and we were
exactly. He is speaking on behalf of himself. I want to ask him a question.
But
can I ask him a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Julie.
I'm curious now. I'm so curious, right? Because I've always lived in a house in the States or houses in a row, so I've had to consider other people, right? At times, even if I mightn't have wanted to, but still, do you have neighbours?
Oh, yeah, loads of them. I'm in a semi-detached.
Okay, well, you have direct neighbours. You have direct neighbours, like, on each side, like?
Yeah, each side and at the back.
Okay, have they got children?
No, we're all fairly, they're all elderly, okay. They're all elderly.
Because I was going to say if they have kids now it might be that exciting, and if it was I'd worry about it. But chill, you work away. I would make sure that I would put up bushes, or I wouldn't just, I'd make it secure
like that, you know, unless they climbed up on the roof they wouldn't see.
Can you do this on your own? You'd be alone when you're doing this, yeah? You're happy out, like.
Oh, yeah. I live alone. I'm divorced now, so... Yeah, I just be rubbing oil.
Just like running around your garden naked, happy as Larry.
Yeah.
And rubbing oil?
Rubbing oil? Over the fucking fence and rub oil in my back.
Rubbing oil?
I dream about people jumping in over my fence and rubbing oil in my back, but it doesn't really happen.
And would you open the gate if you ordered a pizza like that? Would you open your gate if you ordered a pizza like that? You wouldn't answer the door to somebody,
would you, Brad?
Not really, you know.
Only the patch.
Not really? Oh!
If I knew them,
not really? Well, you're not going to know the delivery driver, so it's a quick question. Like, are you going to open your door like that, your own front door?
You wouldn't, Brad, would you?
I'm just waiting for an answer to see what kind of an answer I get.
The shock might be too much, like...
Yeah, you would shock
the Brazilian delivery driver.
He'd probably want to come into the back garden, wouldn't you? He'd probably be like, can I come in?
Yeah.
Right, guys, we're going to have to leave this one. We'll be back after the break. Oh, actually, sorry, just to say, Lynn, it seems like you're being a bit of a prude. You've got Brad there walking around in his full nude out in his garden. His neighbours seem okay with it. But yeah, no, everybody said that, you know, you should just let her get on with it. It's her garden. She can do what she wants. And, you know, obviously within reason, but it's not too offensive, is it? So maybe just tell your kids to stop looking in and give the lady a little bit of peace. We're going to be back after the break. I'm going to be talking to Molly. We're just going to be having a look at some of today's news, some of the headlines and some of the stories. If you do want to get in touch, you can send us.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.